Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngiyalambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 6 kuMfumfu 2024. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu wakobulawayo uthi uzizwa engasaphephanga kulandela isehlakalo sezigebengu ezibambe inkunzi ebhanga zihlomile zantshontsha imali ephezu kwe-$4 million. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziyathokoza ngoba seziqedisa ukwakha idamu eselile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu lisehlula. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu wakobulawayo uthi akasazizwa ephephile kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwemota ethwala imali eyayisanda kuthatha izigidi ezedlula ezine $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank ngeviki edluleyo. Izigebengu ezenza lokhu zazihlome ngemibhobho yohlobo lwama-AK-47 kanye labovolovolo. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Kuyethusa ikakhuluma abantu selibona kunama private citizens alembobho emkhulu kanjana abalesibindi sokuthi bethathe imali ligwaza umhlaba. Kodwa kakwethusi kangako, abantu bangadubeka amaNdebele athi singalamba sidlutshani. So okucacileyo okungamangalisiyo ukuthi abantu badubeka, and abantu bengadubeka ngendlela abantu beZimbabwe badubeka ngayo, they resort to crime. So abantu bonke sebedinga indlela zokuthi beziphilise ngoba kulamsebenzi. Labaphetheyo akutshengisi ukuthi kwelinye ilanga bake becabangela abantu ukuthi abantu bangaphila njani. So mbona ngazathi kunengi esikufuze sikukhangelele. Lezi ndlini ungakhangela ama-robberies aya isanda. Kodwa okwethusayo ukuthi laba abaphetheyo benza ngani yonke nje into inormal. Akula mzamo yokuthi singenza njani ukuthi sitshintshe inhlala impilo zabantu bebe lenhlala kahle. So kusazoqhubeka ububi obuningi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngowenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu.
The Voice of America.
Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziphakathi kokuzigebhela idamu ngezandla ukuze zilwisane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi oludlondlobaliswe ikoma komkhathi lonyaka. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Sekule minyaka engamachumi amahlanu 50 years kusungulwe imizamo yokwakha idamu ledomboritsitsa kodwa lisehlula kuphela ngenxa yengxaki ezijiyeneyo. Kepha lonyaka izakhamizi zithi zile themba lokuthi lizaphutsha leli damu ngoba zisebenza gadalala njalo zaziphakathi kokwakha umbundu wokubamba amanzi. Okwamanje izakhamizi zetatata zihamba umango omude zisiyakukha amanzi ngezinqola lokunathisa izifuyo zazo edamu lesilikwe. Umnumzana Ananias Nyathi odlala etatata uthi lingaphela leli damu lizabanceda kakhulu kanye lezifuyo zabo. Ikakhulu ngesikhathi sendlala esifana lalesi sesikhona lonyaka esesibulele inkomo ezedlula 4,000 eMatabeleland South.
Idamu leli ukuqalisa kwalo sibili mina ngabona ngibonayo ngubangusitandwana bona nqaphambanisi 1974 khathi esidamu sileqinisa ukuthi liyaphuma. Idamu leli izasinceda sizafaka izivande zembhida and lezifuyo seziphilile kade ezingikhuluma sokwathesi ungabhuda. Edamu lelo sokuphungunuka amadonki ayangena afela phakathi athini kodwa nxa useduze lapha uyayibona. Leli damu leli siyabonga sibili selikhiphe impilo yabantu abaningi engozini.
Amazwi kanyati agcizelelwe ngumgcini sihlalo ekomiti ebona ngokwakhiwa kwedamu ledomboritsitsa umnumzana Philani Gwebu.
Kathesi sikha amanzi esihamba sisiyawathatha okungaba ngumango phose ongaba yi-4 kilometers lapho sithatha khona amanzi okunayo. So ikuza kwaba lo mbono lokuthi senze idamu sizuze ukusizakala ngodubo lwamanzi ekunatheni thina abantu ezifuyweni lokuthi senze izingadi abantu baziphilise ngoba izulu lakathesi kalisani ngendlela efana nayo. Uhlupho olukhona lapha yikuthi asila nje esingathi ngokwethu esithembele khona siyancigiswa lapha lalapha.
Izakhamizi zithi zincediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwakha leli damu kodwa zikhala ngokuthi zisebenza zilambile. Nangumangwe ulaleziko emzini emnengi. Unkosikazi Zolibanzi Mpofu ngukhansila kaward 2 eGwanda North.
Sibe lenhlanhla ke ngokuthola inhlanganiso ye-CRS yesincedisileyo kakhulu ngemathiriyeli. Badala bayasebenza khonapha i-community yesebenzayo kodwa kabala kudla bakudlayo besebenza khonapha basebenza sibili belambile kakhulu. Esihle sifisa ukuthi nxa singathola ukuncediseka ngokudla bathi besebenza besidla abadala ngoba sikhangele ukuthi i-community yaphatheka yesebenzayo khonapho obhilida basukumile emakhaya bayakha kodwa kabala nzuzo engathi bayithola ngathi kumbe ngathi liholo kumbe i-allowance basebenza ngokuzimisela kwabo nje.
Inhlanganiso yeMelika ecubungula isimo sendlala emhlabeni jikelele FMine Early Warning System Network FuseNet yethule umbiko kuliviki sithi amadamu amaningi aseChile eZimbabwe ngenxa yokoma kwemkhathi kanye nezigotsho eziningi lazo aziselamanzi. Ithi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi isimo sendlala sibe sibi ngamandla elizweni. Esigabeni seGungwe eGwanda South izakhamizi zijabulile kulandela ukusungulwa kohlelo lokulungisa idamu lazo eladilika ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngemva kokuchitheka kwezulu elikhulu eladala umonakalo endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Lo msebenzi uqhutshwa yinkampani ye-JR Goddard Contracting yona eqhatshwe ngabeGwanda Community Share Ownership Trust. Usobhuku weGungwe uMnumzana Thuso wadenga uthi ukulungiswa kwaleli damu sekulethe ithemba kuzakhamizi esazile minyaka zibhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Idamu khona kweGungwe kanye liyalungisa sikwathembisa okutsho ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo tibona ngane hayi amanzi zizakuba lawo. Okwakathesi siphila ngeborane yiko lapho asihlanganela khona abantu ukuthi amazanathe ngezifiyo zethu khona.
Isiphathamandla se-JR Goddard Construction uMnumzana Francis Ngwenya uthi umbundo waleli damu uza kwengezwa ukuze ubambe amanzi amaningi.
Esithembisa ukuthi izulu lalonyaka amanzi akhona sizawabamba. Umnyaka lo usiyaphela babe sebelamanzi abantu beGungwe. Okunye njengakwengeza ukuthi leli damu leGungwe silengezile ubukhulu balo kukade liko khona okutshengisa ukuthi amanzi ebeliwabamba ekuqaleni lingakadabuki asaza kwengezwa kathesi ukuya phezulu nge-1 meter okutshengisa ukuthi la manzi azabe lapha sezangezelwa asezaba maningi kulokhu akade yikho khona.
Lanxa kulokukhanya edamu leGungwe kubuvilibani edamu leThulimanyange lapho umsebenzi wokwakhaleli damu osumisiwe njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Leli lidamu elikhulu mpela elikhangelelwe ukusiza abantu abaningi ngoba lizabamba amanzi aphezu kwesilinganiso sama-cubic meters ayizigidi ezingama-33 million cubic meters. Kodwa ukhansila ka-13 eGwanda South uMnumzana Miklas Ndlovu udokudanisayo ukuthi akulalutho olwenziwayo ekwakheni leli damu okwamanje.
Leliyani damu sithe sibona kuqaliswa sathi nangu umesiya sefikile lapho izabonakala sesiphila kahle. Hatshi eqinithisweni elihle akulalutho, akulalutho sibili nezisebenzi sezizezaqunywa ezinye bezisebenzijane kuvela akulalutho sibili emanyange komile.
Amadamu amaningi esabelweni seMatabeleland South ngasabamba amanzi ngoba esegqibelekile okubangela ukuthi atshe masinya ikakhulu nxa kungela zulu njengalonyaka. Inkomo ziyafa ngokubanjelwa edakeni emadamu amaningi sikhuluma nje njalo uhulumende ude kusiyaphela umnyaka kulapho kufa inkomo ezedlula ezigidi ezimbili 2.3 million ngenxa yokuthilela kwamanzi lokudla. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namuhla sise Plumtree esigabeni sakomadlambuzi. Sixoxa lo Johnson Ndebele, umkhandi wensimbi ophila ngokwenza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
Salibonani balaleli uStudio 7. Umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngiyasebenzisa izinqola lama window frame. Ungawuthi komadlambuzi laphana ngiyatholakala, madlambuzi center kumbe emkhomeni business center ngiyatholakala.
Ukuze wakhe inqola usuka phansi uze uyephutsha ungathi usebenzisa malini njalo nxa usuyithengisa uyithengisa ngemali
imali engisebenzisayo imali engange 400 US dollar manje mase ngithengisa ngemali engange 550 US dollar
yiziphi ingxaki ohlangana lazo
Ingxaki ehlangana nazo kubhizinisi yokusilela kwepetroli and then ngiyabe nesifiso sokuthi ngabe abanye abasakhulayo njengami ababe nesifiso sokuthi emsebenzi lo engiwenzayo bengabakwazi ngibafundisa into enjengemitshina yesilelayo ngoba ngiyabe nesifiso sokuthi ukhule kube interesting enkulu.
Wawufundela ngaphi umsebenzi?
Indaba yomsebenzi yokuthi ube uzubekwazi uzuvuthe sibili abantu bekuncoma ukuthi hayi umsebenzi wawuyenza ngendlela eyiyo. Inke ngiqale lapho ukuthi from ngisesephansi ngakakwanisa ukuthi ngayenza umsebenzi wezandla. But ngilesifiso sasesikolo ngangu-form 2 ngangifunda i-woodwork ngabonisa uthando ku-teacher u-Mr. Msemwa owayengifundisa i-woodwork wayelokho engifundisa izinto ze-woodwork lokho engifundisa lokho ngaze ngayokuma kum-form 4 esifundweni sami nganilesifiso sokuthi ngiye ku-course ngezandla zabazali zasuka zabamfishane angisaphumelelanga but lokho ngilwisa ngizama ukuthi ngibe lolwazi ngomsebenzi wezandla ngabona-ke ukuthi i-woodwork akulula ukuthi umsebenzi onjenganalowo uwuthole ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngayenza i-welding or i-building abe sengibona ukuthi ayi i-welding isenhliziyweni yami ngicabange kuqala ngabe lokho ngizama ngabuyela futhi ku-Mr. Msemwa ngisiyabuza ukuthi le nsimbi ikhathwa njani kuthiwa yini ma uyimesha uyimesha njani ngabe lokho ngifunda ngithola ulwazi kancane kancane ngingena ku-YouTube lokho ngizama ukuthi ngibe le experience ngasuka lapho ngathenga insimbi zakudala lezi mbheda lezi zazikhona ebantwini ngaqala-ke sengenza amaseko ngithengisa abantu bencoma lo msebenzi hhayi ngabona ukuthi hhayi akulanswaka kula bantu abasolayo ngabeni lokho ngikhula kanjalo mbona lezi moto sezibuya kimi ngisekhaya kumadlambuzi kwapha bachisela abantu bekuye bebonge bethi hhayi imisebenzi uyawuyenza lokho ngidinga i-experience ngibiza la abanye abantu abakwazi ukuchisela ngithi ngayenza into ngibabize angithi hhayi mafowethu ngicela ke limbonise lapha ukuthi ungabe kurungu ngaphi hhayi bethi hhayi kuhle loko ngiqhubeka kanjalo lamanje ngingacabanga ukuyenza ulutho kumbe ukudizayina something ngiyangena ku-YouTube ngisetshe mboni ngibe lokho ngithole i-experience kwaphana yindlela yami yokufunda umsebenzi i-course ukuze ngibe wazi lo msebenzi ngalesifiso but ngenxa yokuthi izandla zabazali zizwitshane ngayihluleka but manje sengile experience yakhona lo
abasakhulayo njengawe ungathanda ukuthini kubo ngoba siyabona abaningi batshona bebhoda ngezitolo benatha utshwala njalo besebenzisa izidakamizwa
kwabasakhulayo njengami ababelesifiso sokuthi bengabe le mizamo yemisebenzi ezandla, kodwa belokho benjani besasendimeni le ndima yentshengo, kuyabanzima ukuthi kube le mpumelelo, ngoba lokhu ingcosana okubili okuthathu uyabukutholile uyabucabanga intshengo. So kuyaphambanisa izimiso zakho kumbe izifiso zakho. So ontshengo labo abalungayo.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe mhlawumbe befuna ukuthenga inqola lokunye okulungisayo, bakuthola njani?
Abathanda ukuthi bengisapoti bathenge izinto engizilungisayo kumbe engizenzayo. Njengoba besithi umntwana ngokhuliswa ngumakhelwane, bengangithola kunombolo lezi 0711385122. Ngiyosibiza futhi 0711385122.
UJohnson Ndebele ngosakhulayo ohlala ePlumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi, ophila ngokukhiqiza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
The Voice of America.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu namuhla silomnumzana uBusani Sibanda.
Senginamasiko
wenziwe manje
lo baba mkhulu.
Senginamasiko
babelobola
usenziwe manje.
Ngibingelele babunkomo labalalele. Engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku kubalulekile nje. Sizothanda ukubheka ukuthi yini isiko. Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma ngesiko? Abanye bathi isiko into yamadlozi, into yezinyanga, into yezangoma. Athi mawukhuluma ngesiko athi umzali, mntanami mina kangisangeni lapho nsindisiwa, ngifuna into zamadlozi la kwami. Isiko libuya kumdali. Yini isiko? Isiko isisombululo oyi-answer, isicazululo senkinga yesizwe isizwe esibhekane nayo. Impendulo kube kuthiwa yisiko mayibuya kumdali, into eziwa continuously. For example, athi kudala mandulo bekuthi mayisizwe silenkinga imvula kayinethi bayisizwe siyempini siyahlaselwa inkomo ziyafa nje kule mkhuhlane singayazi uyagulwa nje khona nje into engahambi kahle bebehlangana besiyinkosini yabo inkosi yabo ibiyibheka lenkinga isuke lapho nayo idlulisa inkinga kuyimboni yini imboni imboni ngumuntu oyimediator between izwe lenyama lezwe lomoya ophathiswe isibani sezwe okhanyisile isizwe ombathwe izidalwa zezwe lesithunywa esikhulu ideyithi kexhumene lomdali. So lo muntu bebethi mabe inkosi idlulisela kuye yena abe sesiyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu. Maye siyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu mala mpendulwe isehla ibuya mhlawumbe njengoba imvula kayinethi kuthiwa hayi thathani gawulani izihlahla ezijaziswa ilizulu dobha amathambo litshisa izidleko zabo thekwani tshisani liyana mpendulo ma kuthiwa every year before izulu linethi libe lisenza njalo igawula litshisa lisenza ini gawula yampendulo lena mayibuya kube kuthiwa yisiko. Isiko lesizwe ngoba impendulo befika adlulisele enkosini inkosi ibisisenza imbizwe ibiza isizwe ibisidlulisa ukuthi hayi kuthiwa manje as every before imvula iqale kumele sigawule izihlahla sitshise senze 1 2 3 1 2 every kuthiwa yisiko. Sometimes kuthiwa abantu mabazile ngelanga elinje ilanga elinje yabo yazilwe lezi yisiko sesizwe. Isiko yi-answer ebuya kumdali ebibuya kumdali through imboni imboni edlulisela inkosi. Isiko liya-involve kulamasiko angapheli sokusiba lamasiko ade senzekwa kwesikhathi esithile aphele kubuye futhi kuyecelwa ngokunye kubuye kuqala amasiko amatsha bekunjalo. So abantu bakudala okhokho bethu kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy bebengaziyeli kumdali babekwazi ukuthi siye enkosini yethu inkosi yethu isidlulisele kulo phezulu ngokomoya yena lo ombathwe esidala usidlulisela kumdali asibuye silethele i-answer. That's why okhokho bethu kade be-powerful very powerful kade besiyokulwa labantu abaphethe imbhobho bona bephethe imikhonto kade benqoba kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy futhi kade beyihloniphe hierarchy. That's why kade be-powerful. Namhlanje sekulahlile konke lokho sabiza into zethu ezazisiphilisa ngamademoni sathi kumdali siyaziyela asisalandeli yonke le hierarchy ebikhona siziyelile kumdali yini elungayo silahlile indlela okhokho bethu kade be powerful kade besesatshwa ngezinye inhlanga. That's why izinye inhlanga zabuya zeza la ngoba okhokho bethu kade be powerful belandela indlela zabo zeqiniso ezibaxhumanisa lomdala. Thina salahlo kwethu salandela indlela esingazazi. Yikho namhlanje siyilapha abantu abanje. Yikho namhlanje singayindawo empilweni. Yikho namhlanje singunumber last ka yonke into nje. Yonke into nje kwezinye siyinumber last yazo zonke inhlanga ngoba silahle indlela yethu. Ebisiphilisa indlela kade senza ukhokho besatshwe ngezinye izizwe kade senza ukhokho bahlonitshwe bakhothanyelwe ngezinye izizwe sabiza amasiko ethu madimoni laso singabantu abaso sibonge
umnumzana Busani Spanda ingcwethi kwezamasiko
Zimbabwe
Kuhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thande Kozintimkandla.
Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, asivuseleleni imoya yethu le ehlala isihlukumeza ngenxa yezinto ezishiyeneyo. Sizakhangela eBhayibhilini iTestamente elitsha ngokuloba kukamvangeli uLuka isahluko sechumi. Siqale endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu sisiya kuma endimeni yamashumi amabili nesificaminembili. Kufundeka kanje uLuke chapter 10 siqalise uverse 25. Bheka kwase kusukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi, mfundisi, ngizakwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila okuphakade na? 26. Wathi kuso, kulotshweni emthethweni ufunda kanjani? Verse 27. Saphenda sathi, uyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho, nangawo onke amandla akho, nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho, nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Verse 28. Wayesethi kuso, uphendule kahle, yenza lokho uzakuphila. Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, lapha sihlangana le ndaba engathi mina indaba emnandi ngokumangalisa kwayo nokuqumba-qumba kwayo. Ngoba kuthiwa kule ndoda eyayisazi umthetho, mhlawumbe ngesilungu singathi wayengu-professor of law, ngoba yizo izikhwica mfundo phela labo ababizwa ngalawo magama. Into engithanda kakhulu ngalo professor lo, kuthiwa wasukuma wamlinga uJesu ngombuzo othi, ngingenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila kunaphakathi na? Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, baningi abantu abeza kithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo bezosilinga ngezinto lathi ezingasihuga, lathi esingazikhwabitha, esingazithanda, kodwa bona besilinga nje. Abanye mhlawumbe gabaze basilinga mhlawumbe ngamazwi aphuma emlonyeni, kodwa ngezenzo zabo. Abanye ke basilinga ngendlela zokuthi balempahla ezingakanani, naleyo mpahla iyabe ingaziwa ukubana itholakale kanjani. Abanye basilinga ngemfuyo yabo, ngezikhundla zabo, ngalokho abayikho khona. Sibe sesithatheka ngobana iningi labantu bayawuthanda ukuthatheka, sibe sesiphambuka-ke endleleni. Kodwa le ulo uprofesa uyambuza uJesu, emlinga njengoba ngisitsho, uthi kambe wayengenzani ukuze adle ilifa lokunaphakade? Khangela njani. Wayefuna ukuthi abe yisazimthetho okunginaphakade, into engasoziphele eselibele ukubana impilo yakhe izakwedlula emhlabeni. UJesu abesesikade kulotshweni embhalweni njengoba ufunde kangaka nje, ayihlabele impendulo, aqambe konke ngaphezu okokuthanda uNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe, namandla akhe, ingqondo yakhe, umphefumulo wakhe, ngakho konke, aze athande lomakhelwane wakhe njengalokhu ezithanda yena. Impendulo kaJesu engiyithanda ithi, uphendule kahle, yenza lokhu uzawuphila. Nangu umuntu eyazi into okumele ayenze, uyakwazi okufunekayo ukuze impilo yakhe ibe mnandi, impilo yakhe ibe nhle, kodwa ubuya uzolenga uJesu abuye aphendule ngendlela uJesu athi uphendule kahle, yenza njalo uzawuphila. Ungabi nguprofesa wezinto zasemhlabeni, dinga izinto zikamoya. Sikhuleke Baba, vula ingqondo zethu singazenzisi, silandele lokhu utsho ilizwi lakho. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo namuhla, uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lowake waba intshantshi yomdlalo wokugijima lokweqa uJuma Phiri. Okwamanje uPhiri usengumphathi weqembu lenguqu ele Arinel Movers elidlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
UJuma Phiri udabuka koBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabadlali abake badla ubhedu eZimbabwe.
Ngazalwa mhla ka 2 February 1973 eLandaba Clinic. Ngafunda eGampu Primary School uGrade 1 to Grade 4. Then ngasensuka ngayafunda eHenry Law Grade 5, Grade 7. Then ngasuka lapho ngaye Hamilton Boys High.
UPhiri uthi ezemidlalo kwahle wazithakazelela safunda eHamilton High School.
Ngangisenza ama sprints le high jump ngayiqala nge mistake if I may say. Mina I was concentrating more on ama sprints. High jump at the time uXolani Mabhemoyo I fell sick and who I was master wethu asked me, I gladly accepted. I never looked back from that day. Ngase ngirecruitwa yiWankie Athletics Club. We were concentrating more on the Chamber of Mines. Ngihlala endlini kaPrize Ndlovu loMrs Ndlovu. And in my life, they really played a big role.
Njengomuntu owayelesiphiwe emdlalweni etheneyo, uPhiri uthi wabona kungcono ukuthi aqinise kakhulu kumdlalo owodwa. Wasekhetha oweqa, owe-high jump. Wekela ibhola lokugijima.
Athletics really took me far and wide in the world. I represented the country not in the Olympics but ama regional competitions. The extent of which one particular time I was fifth best in Africa, Southern Region, as a high jumper.
UJuma wenza izimanga eseqawa ngoba kunqinisana eminingi waze wangena la kwezwekazi le-Africa.
I broke national record eZimbabwe ngo 1999. It was 210. I broke it to make it 215. And then a week later, I broke it to 216. A record which has been existent up until last year. Yeah, break after 24 years. I'm now more on the administration part of sport.
Okumanje uJuma Phiri uyisiphathamandla uqembu lenguqu leBulawayo Arnel Movers. Ngimele City 7, igama lami nguEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Abahlabeleli beZimbabwe bathi labo balahlekelwe kakhulu ngokutshona komculi wakwele South Africa olodumo obesonta iZCC uSoli Mohulo. Sixoxe lomunye wabaculi laba uMkhando Sikhandayo.
Kuningi esifundile kuye futhi kuningi ebesisakulindile ukuthi sikufunde kuye. Silahlekelwe kakhulu singabaculi abancane. Kuningi ebesithi masikwenza sikopa, ziningi ingoma zakhe ezithi mazicula zisiyakhe imimoya.
UMkhando Sikhandayo ngumculi kamasikandi weZimbabwe ocula ekwele South Africa. Wanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP